We're joined on the line by Sinn Féin TD for Kerry, Deputy Pat Daly, who says he's been given statements by the OPW, the Office of Public Works, at a recent Oireachtas committee, which says there is no guarantee that there'll be a full Listowel flood relief scheme and review within the next 5 years. Good morning to you, Deputy Daly. Thank you for joining us on the Kerry Today show. Will you tell us precisely what the Office of Public Works said?
Yeah, so thanks for having me on, Tressa. And we all, as you said, remember Storm Bert and all the damage to homes and businesses in the Bridge Road and Killacrim. And, you know, I remember myself, it was the week week or two before the last election. And there was a huge financial and emotional costs to people in Killacrim and Bridge Road in particular. At the time, they said it was a one in 100 year event. But there is a belief around that it's not an isolated incident and it's likely to reoccur with increased flooding. So the OPW were in the Climate Committee last week. As you probably know, some interim or emergency measures were taken last year in that an embankment was made at Killacrim and also near the town park in Listowel. And but a comprehensive plan is needed to consider all the relevant issues which led to the flooding in that part of Listowel. So I was pressing the OPW to see when is the comprehensive scheme going to be put in place, because there's two problems. One is the flooding, which needs to consider the upstream drainage. And I'm not an expert, I'm not an engineer, but people in the area upstream around Knocknagoshal, Ahan, Brosna area, they tell me that there is, whether it's due to forestry or what it's related to, there is an increased volumes of water surging into the river upstream in the river Feel, and that is leading, in my view, that led or contributed certainly to a surge in water coming down. And you will see the evidence of that is the GA pitch in Abbey Feel was flooded for the first time in living memory. If you stand at the bridge at Kilmarna, you will see the gouging away of the riverbank there. If you stand at the metal bridge near the West String Inn, you will see, before recent works were done, you will see the gouging away. And there's landowners there, a landowner there in particular, that has lost half a field in recent years because of increased surges of water coming downstream. That then, if you remember the day of the flooding in Listowel in Storm Bert, the flooding in at Bridge Road happened about 40 minutes or 30 minutes maybe before the flooding in Killacrim, which is evidence to me of a surge coming down after the heavy rainfall and some melting snow upstream. So you have a problem with flooding, but there's also a serious problem upstream with biodiversity and the salmon and the white trout in the river up there.
And what has the Office of Public Works said to you, which has led you to say that there's no guarantee that a full Listowel flood relief scheme review will take place within the next 5 years?
Yeah, well, there are flood relief schemes occurring around the country, and relatively urgent, I would say, and it's only the emergency works that were carried out. I was pressing the OPW as to when the full consideration of all the factors was going to take place, and they said that they were hopeful initially that it would take place. So I asked for a time frame. I asked, will this scheme take place in the next 4 to 5 years? And the best I could get out of them, that they were optimistic that this would happen. Now, we can all be optimistic. Unfortunately, that's not good enough for people who are still worried in Listowel that there could be a reoccurrence with not only the wetter winters that we're having, but if you remember the flooding that took place in Curragh Close and on the western side of Listowel in 2023, that occurred in June, the middle of the summer. So there are increased heavy rains And schemes have to be accelerated, have to take place, and a consideration of all of the events which led to the flooding in Listowel have to take place. There is a problem in that, according to locals up in Knocknagoshal, it was the worst year ever for spawning of salmon. Salmon and white trout have been cleaned out. They tell me that when you would go to midnight mass 30 years ago, you'd nearly be able to step over the white trout along the rivers there or the tributaries of the Feel. That's gone now. That's gone.
Okay.
In the view of the people upstream, that the water is not, the rainwater is not being soaked up by the bogs like it used to.
Yes.
It is getting into the rivers. Unfortunately, Trasa, the plan that was presented at the municipal district did not take that into consideration at all.
No.
The consideration of increased rainwater upstream was not considered at all in that plan that was prepared by the various organisations for the MD.
And in your view, that's a mistake. In the time we have left, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time. Pat, if I could put to you, though, the government is responding. For example, back in November, there was the official opening of the €2 million Cleevera flood relief scheme. So there are responses taking place.
Yeah, well, as I said, that's an issue that was raised consistently by Councillor Tom Barry in Listowel, the need for not only flooding on the eastern side of the town, if you like, but also the Cleevera works. That went back a number of years, and that was something that had been going on for years. Well, houses were being continually flooded on the Ballybunion Road and over, like, beyond Killacrim as well. There was one house that the OPW actually paid them to demolish the house and move to another place because of the consistent level of flooding in relatively flat ground there. And that had to take place. But unfortunately, this was a much bigger event. And we're just talking to Tom Barry over the weekend about it. There is still a lot of concern and worry among the residents that there could be a reoccurrence. And he tells me that the flood protection measures for individual homes, like flood barriers, that was refused to people, and they've had to go and fund that themselves.
Okay. Well, we'll have to look, yeah.
The absence of the consideration of why the increased volume being in the report, why that has not been considered, is a bad step. But no guarantees from government or from the OPW that it will occur, or that the flood relief scheme will be done in the next 5 years. That's something that I will continue to press, because it's not good enough.
We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us. That is Deputy Pat Daly, Sinn Féin TD for Kerry.